defender. A flag flies at the near sideline. This very well could be a hold. This could be a sideline warning. It's a tackle made by number 76. Did you say 74? Grant Smoglinski. Sideline warning against the Harbor Beach Pirates. So is this the play stands, and Harbor Sandusky now at the 38 of Harbor Beach, 11:13 left.
Not so certain that Coach Rubel wasn't a little farther on the field than
he was
probably
yes.
supposed to be.
Just ever so slightly. 11:08, so the chains move forward down to the 38-yard line, 26-16.
Another great run, though, by Sandusky. Franzel has just been unstoppable this evening. 188 yards on the ground, just 17 carries.
First and 10 from the 38. Handoff to Martin Tovar. Harbor Beach swarms to that one after a 2-yard gain down to the 36-yard line. Ethan Hessling on the stop. Second down and 8 for Sandusky.
And he's really been the guy for Harbor Beach, 42, Ethan Hessling. When he makes a play, there's a little bit of energy on that defense, and he's made a few stops for short gains, but otherwise he hasn't gotten a lot of help. That defensive line has gotten beat most of the night, and after that you've heard the names of Mason Booms and Dylan Kadar making tackles in the secondary, and that's just what a running game likes to hear.
Lakers leading 52-0 in the waning moments of the third quarter against Vassar. Second down and 8. It's a handoff to number 26, DeLorean Wedge. Breaks free. He has one man to beat, Dylan Kadar, at the 10, and pushes him out of bounds and still lunges forward down to about the 2-yard line. A huge run from DeLorean Wedge inside the 5 from the 36. It's going to be about a 32-yard gain. First and goal for Sandusky, 9:59 left in the 4th, leading by 10.
Just another nice run, but you're seeing DeLorean Wedge do what he does best. And once he gets a couple yards, he hits the sideline, just a pivot to the sideline, and then it's a track meet. And there's not too many people that are going to catch him. Dylan Kadar is able to use the angle to get him down, but all he did was preserve a touchdown for now.
This will be the 6th play of this drive. DeLorean Wedge on the big run there for 32 yards. They mark him down to the 3-yard line. 9:35 left in regulation, leading by 10, trying to tack on another score here. Carlson. Hands off to Zach Franzel, trying to push that pile forward. He's close to the first down, or closer to the goal line, but they say he is short as of right now. And they're going to say second down and goal from the half-yard line.
Are your sideline officials not allowed to leave the sideline?
No,
because
no.
It's a
COVID.
Exactly. That is a long ways to be, because I kind of thought Franzel was able to stay above those bodies and not actually go to the ground and reach into the end zone. But nonetheless, it's just an opportunity for Sandusky to run more time off the clock.
Ethan Hessling has to come out. Looks like he lost his helmet on the play. So middle linebacker and key cog of this Harbor Beach defense on the sideline facing a second and goal from the 1. Sandusky trying to score here. Zach Franzel into the end zone untouched for his 4th score of the night. Touchdown, Sandusky. Sandusky 32, Harbor Beach 16, 8:44 left in the 4th quarter. And the Redskins tack on another score and put this game more away for the Redskins.
Absolutely. A nice power run there as that offensive line does what it's done all night and push that defensive line right back into the end zone. And Franzel's able to push his way for another score. And now the 2-point conversion on the way.
Trying to make this a 34-16 ball game, back out to 18 if that's the case. They lead by 16 right now, doubling up the Harbor Beach Pirates, 32-16. Hand off to Zach Franzel, and he's in almost untouched once again. And the 2-point conversion is good. So now it's 34-16. Sandusky by 18 points with 8:44 left in regulation right here on the LAW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Harbor Drug of Harbor Beach and Deckerville have been offering affordable prices and personalized customer service for many years. They are proud to announce their 3rd location, now located in Ubley. Ubley Pharmacy is located at 2031 East Main. Hours in Ubley are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Stop in and meet Mike and his staff, or call 989-658-3324. With locations in Ubley, Deckerville, and Harbor Beach, professional assistance is always available. As your neighbors, they live, work, and play in the same community. Hours in Deckerville are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and in Harbor Beach, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to 1. Mike and his staff at all three locations, Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and now in Ubly, invite you to stop in and experience their small town store, where customers are always family.
Zach Franzel, the main horse for Sandusky tonight, with 19 carries, 190 yards, and four scores. I can even do the math here in my head on that one. 10 yards per carry for Zach Franzel. 353 total yards of offense for Sandusky, all on the ground. Impressive for night so far for Sandusky.
Absolutely, and Zach Franzel is unbelievable tonight, unstoppable, and DeLorean Wedge starts to get going. Those other backs start to feed off of that. Their worst back has been Martin Tovar, averaging just under 6 yards a carry. So they've been very impressive on offense, and that tells you right there how good that offensive line has been this evening.
Zach Franzel will kick things off again from his own 40-yard line, left right across the radio. 8 minutes and 44 seconds before this ball game is over. Sandusky leading by 18. It's a squib kick on the ground to the 35-yard line, picked up by Mason Booms. Goes to midfield, and he's brought down by number 63 for Sandusky, as Corey Lampson, he plays center, defensive tackle, as a sophomore. Brings him down first and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 39-yard line, trailing by 18 points and 8 minutes and change.
Well, we know what Harbor Beach is going to attempt to do. The question is Sandusky going to do anything about it? They have two options. You need to start bringing some pressure and not allow Kadar to set his feet and throw, or somebody needs to guard somebody out here, because that Luke Woodkey was absolutely wide open the last time. And you can bet they're going to try and expose that one more time.
8 minutes left in the Lakers-Vassar game. It's now Lakers 58-0. Running clock scenario there. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Harbor Beach working off the left hash, out of the spread. Man on either side of Kadar in the shotgun. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Levi Klasky gets out to the 40. Nothing more than that. Add then a hard-fought yard. And the clock continues to roll down. Second down and 9. Tackle made by number 58. Mitchell Davis for Sandusky.
Yeah, just nowhere to go. And even in a situation where we're pretty sure Harbor Beach is going to throw the ball, they try to run it anyways. And that front seven of Sandusky has been very good. And even when they're thinking about those passing plays that they've been burned on, they still do an excellent job stopping the run.
Harbor Beach now with total negative 6 yards of rushing on 17 carries, 225 through the air. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Kadar in the pocket, looking to pass, has white jerseys, and has a screen over to the right to Klasky. It's caught. He has across the 45, drags his defender out to the 47. It's a 7-yard pickup for the sophomore. Tackle made by Levi Klasky, as well as number 58, Mitchell Davis for Sandusky. Third down and 3.
Klasky had the reception.
Excuse me, yes.
Yeah, 58 is Mitchell Davis with the tackle, DeLorean Wedge in the area. But a great play call there as he sniffs out the blitz. There's a ton of pressure coming from Sandusky, and they allow Klasky to just slip out and an easy dump off for Kadar. And if it wasn't for a great tackle from behind by Mitchell Davis, there was a lot of room to run. So that brings up third down and manageable for Harbor Beach.
Same formation working out the right hash of the 46. Kadar in the pocket, has time to throw. Now he's moved forward. He breaks free, one tackle, and he's brought down from behind for a loss of a yard. Number 52 brought him down. That's Jacob Sanderson, defensive end. And now Harbor Beach facing a 4th and 4 from their own 45.
Now what they're doing is, they, in these situations, they have a linebacker, and typically it's Duff. It's Brendan Duff that's been kind of spying Kadar, because this pressure is coming all around Kadar, so he's doing the right thing by stepping up in the pocket. And typically he'd take off and run, but it's Duff that's been able to step up and not allow him to run free. And that time when he dodges Duff, that allows that defensive end to come in and finish him up and make a good sack, a good coverage sack there by Sandusky.
Our reach going forward on 4th and 4 from their own 45. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Kadar in the pass. Looking, he's in trouble. Gets out of that one tackle. Throws it downfield, down the sideline. It is into the hands. It's caught at the 28-yard line by Mason Booms, and he's slow to get up. That was into double coverage, and Dylan Kadar hit him on a dime there, and they're calling the EMS onto the field. Looks like he may have Gotten the wind knocked out of him at the 28-yard line. So this stops the clock. 6:18 left in the fourth quarter, and Harbor Beach converts on yet another fourth down.
That's all Dylan Kadar there. We said look out. We thought for sure the blitz was going to get him, and he rolls out of the pocket, avoids trouble. And these veteran receivers like Mason Booms doesn't quit when his route is over. He sees his quarterback's in trouble, and he leaks down the sideline. And sure enough, Kadar hits him with a strike and a little bit of a bobble that caused him to get hit. He's able to hold onto the football, but lands hard what I thought was on the back.